Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the Cabinet accepting the recommendations of the High Level Committee on Simultaneous Elections is an important step towards making Indian democracy even more vibrant and participative. In a social media post, Mr. Modi complimented former President Ramnath Kovind for spearheading this effort and consulting a wide range of stakeholders. Earlier yesterday, Union Cabinet, headed by Prime Minister, approved the proposal for One Nation, One Election as recommended by the panel headed by Mr. Kovind. After the Cabinet meeting, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said that the High-Level Committee, under the chairmanship of the former President, held extensive deliberation with stakeholders, including political parties and experts. He said it will be implemented in two phases. Mr. Vaishnav said that in the first phase, Lok Sabha and Assembly elections will be held simultaneously, while local bodies' elections, like panchayats and municipalities, will be conducted within 100 days of general elections. Jammu and Kashmir has recorded the highest voter turnout in the last 35 years, with over 61% polling in the first phase of assembly polls yesterday. Voting was peaceful across all 24 assembly constituencies spanning 7 districts of Pulwama, Shopian, Kulgam, Kishtwar, Anantnag, Ramban and Doda. Election Commission noted that youth and women voters shone brightly at the polling stations, a testament to the deepening embrace of democracy in J&K. It added that their enthusiasm to cast their votes is an emphatic response in favour of the ballot against boycotts and violence. Long queues of voters at the polling stations showcase to the world the deep trust and confidence of the people of J&K in the democratic exercise. The four-day mega event World Food India 2024 will begin today in New Delhi. Food Processing Industries Ministry said over 90 countries, 26 states and union territories and 18 central ministries will participate in the event. Japan will be partner country and Vietnam and Iran will participate as focus countries. The event will feature major convergence of innovation, technology and sustainability in the food processing sector. This event is also a landmark occasion to highlight India's emerging role as a global powerhouse in food processing. The U.S. Central Bank, the Federal Reserve, has cut interest rates for the first time in over 4 years. It has reduced the key lending rate by 0.5 percentage points to a range of 4.75% to 5%. U.S. Federal Reserve announced its sixth policy decision for 2024 last night after a two-day Federal Open Market Committee FOMC meeting. Federal Chair Jerome Powell stated that this significant move was necessary as inflation eases and concerns about the job market grow. The rate cut is expected to provide relief to U.S. borrowers who have faced the highest interest rates in more than two decades. In Lebanon, at least 32 people have been killed and thousands injured in a series of explosions during the past 2 days. The blasts involved communication devices, some of which are used by militant group Hezbollah. According to the country's health ministry, the death toll in yesterday's walkie-talkie explosions in Lebanon has risen to at least 20, with more than 450 injured. Earlier on Tuesday, pager blasts killed at least 12 people and wounded about 3,000 others. The latest explosions occurred near a large crowd gathered for the funeral of victims from the earlier blasts. The first round of explosions began in Beirut and several other areas at approximately 3:45 p.m. local time on Tuesday, followed by another wave around 5 p.m. on Wednesday. The first test of the two-match series between India and Bangladesh will begin today at M. A. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai. This will be the first test series that India will play after Gautam Gambhir took over as India coach. Bangladesh entered the series with high confidence after a historic 2-0 clean sweep of Pakistan on its home soil, its first ever against the rival. On the other hand, India's last test assignment was a convincing 4-1 series win over England at home earlier this year. And that is the end of this news bulletin.